Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian.
I'm Xin Jue, Luo Bei. Chinese health experts say rates of hospitalization, severe illness, or fatality from a weaker Omicron variant have reduced significantly. Zhang Yue tells us more.
An expert said the pathogenesis of the Omicron variant has weakened compared to the original strain, as well as the Delta variant.
In the ongoing outbreak in China, mild and asymptomatic cases accounted for 90% of the total infections, and there were fewer moderate cases, showing pneumonia-like symptoms. I have been working at the front line in Beijing's designated hospital these days.The proportion of severe cases that require treatment in hospital or need respirators was even smaller.
The expert also said the Omicron variant mainly affects the upper respiratory tract, causing mild symptoms like sore throat and coughing.
The pathogenesis of the infection in this wave is quite different from the original strain. The infected patients mainly show mild symptoms very similar to that of flu.Many symptoms are even milder than a severe case of flu.
Experts say children and pregnant women are at higher risk of being infected by the Omicron variant. They suggest children showing symptoms like fever and cough need to see a doctor as soon as possible. Pregnant women will show similar symptoms after getting infected and can make a recovery in about 7 days.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida on Monday set a new target for military spending over the next 5 years at 43 trillion yen, or 1.5 times the current level. Li Shuran has more.
Kishida aims to boost the country's defense budget to about 43 trillion yen from fiscal 2023 to fiscal 2027, an over 50% increase from its current five-year spending plan.The figure is up from around 27.47 trillion yen that Japan had originally planned for 5 years through the fiscal year from April 2023.
The planned increase is to firmly secure the substantial reinforcement of Japan's defenses.
However, for a country with an aging and declining population already struggling with a bulging national debt, finding the funds for the increase is not easy.
We'll make responsible decisions on fiscal measures so that the public won't feel overburdened.
The money is said to be used for items such as stockpiling missiles. Another goal over the next 10 years would be to triple the number of military units equipped with ballistic missile interceptors in the southwestern island chain. Japan has steadily stepped up its international defense role and military spending over the past decade.It aims to double its military budget in the next 5 to 10 years to about 2% of GDP. Japan has long capped its annual defense budget at around 1% of GDP, or more than 5 trillion yen, while holding an exclusively self-defense-oriented security policy position under its war-renouncing constitution.Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning responded at today's press conference that Japan's increasing defense budget has led to serious doubts among its Asian neighbors about whether it will stick to its exclusively defense-oriented policy and the path of peaceful development. The spokesperson urged Japan to act prudently in the area of military security.
The EU and the US held another ministerial meeting of the Trade and Technology Council yesterday in College Park, Maryland. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken said after the meeting that this is a very positive and productive way forward for both the European Union and the United States. French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire said the EU needed its own equivalent of the US Inflation Reduction Act.The $430 billion inflation cutting bill was passed in August. It includes a provision that offers consumers $7,500 in tax credits for the purchase of new American-made EVs. The EU Trade Commissioner on Monday called the U.S. Inflation Reduction Act discriminatory and urged the steps be taken before year's end to modify the law.